Hello. Welcome to the Desperately Seeking Self podcast live recording here on Zoom. I am your host, Brooke Collins. I am so glad that you all are here. I love talking about sobriety and recovery and what it offers for everyone. And I'm excited to see a bunch of faces that I don't know today because I reached out to all of you to see what it was like to, one, be on a Zoom recording a live podcast episode, and two, to get an idea of what recovery coaching is all about, because many of you weren't aware of some of the benefits or what it was for or why people would use it, and lots of questions. So I invited you here, and here you are. So thank you very much for being here today. I hope you all had a great holiday. And for those of you listening, remember that I am running a live podcast episode each Monday where I bring in either myself just live talking on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok and bring that recording in here, or I actually just throw it up live, on YouTube and record it that way. So exciting. It's all evolving. And I'm glad about that. So today I want to talk about, recovery after a holiday, because it is always a influx when in-person meetings are coming back, but they're not strong like they were pre-COVID, right? But pre-COVID, it was like, oh, 4th of July is done. It's going to be a bunch of new people coming into meetings. And you get those around St. Patrick's Day and New Year's or Christmas time too. So it's just the nature of drinking the way our society drinks on a whole level, I think. But I am grateful to have gotten through my 10th 4th of July sober. No coincidence there. I've worked very hard for my recovery and continue to keep myself in deep with the recovery community so that I can maintain sobriety in my life. And that is what I hope all of you will find. Or if you're here because you just maybe want to evaluate your drinking relationship or the way that you utilize alcohol or your relationship with alcohol, or just want to quit and you're not sure how, because everyone in your life, you know, likes to go to the bar and grab drinks, and it's a very isolating feeling even thinking about it, you're in the right place. I, for one, I'm excited because the launch to my sober course program is going to be coming up here very soon, and the wait list will officially be opened. So if you haven't yet, please, I'll link it in the show notes, but click the link to sign up for the wait list. Because once the doors open, there's a lot of people on the wait list because I didn't close it. I did that intentionally, because I want anyone who wants to be a part of a community that's growing and other women that are trying to eliminate alcohol completely, or reduce it, for the most part, you know, have a strong community of women around them that they can be vulnerable and share with and be honest and open and authentic with as well. So, I'm really excited. It's going to have weekly coaching sessions like this. And then weekly Q&As in a private group, Zoom meetings, that I will be facilitating, and two other people that are trained recovery coaches will be facilitating as well. So I'm super pumped for the beginning of that, and the launch is coming soon. So reach out to me if you would like to know more details, and head over to my social pages if you haven't yet and click the follow button. Also, while you're here, if you guys are liking the live episodes, please click that subscribe button and leave a review. I would appreciate it very much. Now that you all have endured that little statement, let's get into it, right? So a lot of you, when I reached out to you online, I know none of you, And we had just been messaging, or you had commented on something, or, and I chose to message you based off of a discussion we had in a DM. And a lot of you, I was surprised, really weren't aware of what recovery coaching was. A few of you were actually pretty angry about people offering a service to pay for when recovery is given freely. And I understand 100% where you're coming from with that. I held off on getting my recovery coaching certification for a very long time because I was exactly where you are and felt the exact same way. So the fact that you're here, I appreciate it. It's, you will learn something, but coaching is something that you use, you can use alone, but it's most successful, I would say, in conjunction with other programs or therapy or 12-step, refuge recovery, She Recovers, like other forms of meetings or other forms of maintaining or abstaining from alcohol that you utilize. You know, coaching will help be something that you can use alongside of it that just really ensures your success. So, you know, let's get into it. The four benefits of recovery coaching. I'd say the first one is you face your issues and the stuff that triggers you head on with a recovery coach. You know, we're guides to help you go from a life of drinking or a life of habitual drinking that you're not necessarily happy with, that you're feeling some shame around and that you want to change, and take you to a life of sobriety or abstaining, so that I call it sobriety. You can call it recovery. You can call it just alcohol-free, whatever verbiage works best for you. But we take you and guide you through a life from the habitual drinking addiction to a life of sobriety, alcohol-free. And we focus on goals and how to achieve the goals, right? As opposed to like other modalities, I would say therapy that really focus in on like the root causes or the trauma that stemmed, or the things that stemmed from trauma that you suffered very early and moves in through that from backwards to present. Whereas we start right at your present, right where you're at, right where you're at right now. You know, you want to quit drinking? Great. Let's start today. Focusing in and guiding you through a series of questions to help you discern what's the best step and approach for you. What's the best way to be able to successfully reach that goal. And we move from there. The second thing I think that coaching benefits, the second benefit from coaching of the four would be accountability. So in any program or change, even weight loss, accountability is necessary, right? Coaching one-on-one or in a group setting weekly offers you guys the opportunity to set attainable goals, measures of your growth, and being accountable to hit those goals and celebrate each week with the people in your group or with your coach. And also it keeps you accountable by being able to teach you and implement strategies to recover from the setbacks. All it does when you're able to say it out loud and be held accountable and recover from those setbacks is ensures that you are learning a new mechanism to cope with life on life's terms. And it's what's worked for you, and you didn't drink over it, and you didn't use a knee-jerk reaction of old patterns and coping skills, which I think, you know, the accountability you get from coaching and from group coaching is incredibly powerful. I think it's incredibly powerful because you're the one setting the goals. I don't set them for you. I help you discern which ones are the most important, and you're the one in the driver's seat. I just help, kind of like a GPS, guide you to where you say you want to go, right? It's the easy way to describe it. So third thing that benefits a third benefit from coaching. Sorry, my daughter just walked by. It got sidetracked. Real life. So the third benefit from coaching is that you find the coping strategies, right? And that you implement them in real time. So you and I hit the nail on the head. We find the strategy that you found last week that's working great, and we're working through it so that you have tools and a skill to be able to cope with something that's triggering you or upsetting you or causing stress in your life. And the cool thing is that I work with clients by giving you guys personal strategies based off of individual needs and based off of individual discussions that you and I've had and the things that you have said work best. And we uncover these coping skills together, but more importantly, you uncover them. I'm not telling you what the coping skill is. I'm not telling you what the tool is, right? You're the one uncovering or saying, you know, maybe I want to start, you know, deep breathing before I make a decision, or maybe I want to stop focusing so much on myself and I'm going to start giving back to other people, whatever it may be, you know, implementing those. And also being able to strategize with me on which ones are working that you found that week and which ones aren't. That is one of the major benefits on top of the accountability. Layer that on top of the facing the stuff head on, and we're rocking and rolling, right? And the fourth benefit of coaching is that you can do it anywhere, right? You can do it anywhere. Look at us right now on Zoom. Some of you are here on this meeting all the way from Queensland, Australia. Yeah. Yeah. So I have you all muted. Sorry, you can type it in the chat box. I do that for anonymity at this point, but I'm opening up live discussion sessions, I think, here pretty soon if you're having fun today and want to tap in or come show up to those, that would be great. Yeah, but you guys are all over the world, and that is the power of a coaching, virtual coaching program or platform, or even just a virtual coach who offers one-on-one. Look, I don't ever want to just say to people that you need to just come to me. Like, I want you to gel with the people who speak to your soul and who motivate you and make you feel like what they have is possible for you, right? Because ultimately, as a sober woman who's been sober for 10 years and who went from a nightmare of a life, an abusive husband who couldn't keep a job, was dealing with diagnosis of bipolar at the time for him, and really struggling with what it's like to try and be supportive of an alcoholic, an abusive alcoholic, and someone with bipolar is pretty crappy, and having to support us and then our daughter. So I've been through some shit, to be quite honest. And I don't want anybody to work with me who doesn't think that life in recovery is possible with me, or that I have a recovery that they are seeking. It won't work, right? That's why in 12-step programs, you find a sponsor who's got what you want, so that you listen to how they did it. And when I got sober, right, my sponsor, you know, she had what I wanted, but like she said, you've got to work it. And I can tell you what I did and what worked for me. It doesn't mean it's always going to work for you. And that is where I think that the 12 steps gets a bad rap, because there aren't trained people to be sponsors, and they're working the 12 steps the way that it was taught to them. And if you're taught from someone who's not really working the program authentically, holistically, it can be a problem. But I do think that coaching alongside of a 12-step program is like money in the bank. You are setting yourself up for a savings program for life. Like, you are really setting yourself up when you run dual programs for recovery. So anyways, you can do it anywhere. You know, you've got Zoom. The cool thing that's I think that virtual stuff would just, even since 2020, has showed us is that, you know, when I offer virtual group coaching sessions, if you can't make it live, you can watch the recording, right? If you want a one-on-one with me, my schedule can be flexible to your schedule over there in Queensland, who is, what are you, 20 hours ahead of me? I mean, it's a totally different day. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon there, right? Or no? Yeah. Okay. It's 8 here. It's like noon. Okay. All right. So I mean, look at that. It's incredible. And the fact that we can share so openly before I hit the record button and everybody's just talking and excited and you feel the energy even through a computer is just awesome. It is fucking awesome. And I love nothing more than to see people, women in particular, because I think we've been trained for so long to compete with one another. We truly don't understand or are able to comprehend until we witness it, the power of women together in a group, vulnerably sharing, vulnerably showing up and being their authentic selves and not giving a rip what the other person thinks of them. They're just getting something off their chest. And then lo and behold, someone over there needed to hear that. And they came on to talk. They said, "You, thank you so much. I know I'm not alone. And because of you, I feel like I can do this." And that is freaking awesome. So virtual coaching is why it's magical, right? Anybody's busy schedule works at times that work for you and times that work for the coach or the groups. You know, one thing I love about coaching is that I am a guide, right? I'm not a therapist. I'm certainly not diagnosing anyone. I'm certainly not able to treat people the way that a therapist or a psychologist or psychiatrist can, or a doctor. But I can and am trained to guide you to your end result using the right questions that pull out what's in there buried under the gunk. And sometimes that's quickly and sometimes it's slowly, but the longer and more willing you are to share and answer the questions authentically, the better the result, because then I can ask you the right follow-up question and really tap into what it is that, you know, what it is that you're trying to say. We can open, unlock all of that. And it's just, coaching's just incredible. I have my own coach. I can't say enough about it. I know people don't like the word coach, that it can be hokey. So, a companion, a mentor, a guide, even, you know, is fine with me. I mean, you can just call me Brooke. We get on Zoom and she walks me through things. So I'm so glad that all you're here. And I hope that I did shed some light for all of you on what recovery coaching is and four benefits of it. Now, I also think it's important when we talk about coaching and recovery coaching, you know, why it's so important. And I'll tell you why. I've read a bunch of articles this week. I think it was New York Times published something from the sober mom lady. I'm blanking on her name. Some of you are nodding, so you know what I'm talking about the women in drinking and how intensified it is and how out of control it is. And just this societal norm that you're supposed to be hungover all the time and you're supposed to be drinking when you're with your friends, and that's how you connect and that's how you guys have fun and that's how you bond. You know, all that stuff is well and good if you don't struggle with a drinking problem or you don't black out frequently or you don't have health side effects from your drinking. Some of you might not even drink that often, but when you do, you don't like who it turns you into. And you definitely don't like how you feel the next day. So I can tell you right now that all day rosé and wine o'clock, you know, all wine and booze, a drink, it took more from me than it ever gave me. It took 10 times more from me than it ever gave me. You know, and when you think about that, we drank to relax, to celebrate, to have fun. And that stopped for me long before I decided to stop drinking. There's nothing relaxing to me about a drink. I find no freedom in it. I only see the chaos it brings to so many people, obviously myself included. But looking at things even from a sober lens, the chaos that it brings to people's lives, and they can't quite put their finger on where it's coming from. And it's the alcohol. You know, half of the dramatic neighborhood flare-ups in suburbs across the country wouldn't be happening if there wasn't a bunch of heavy drinking happening. I just think that it's hard to hop off of the drinking express train, because everybody's doing it. And it's so normalized. It is so normalized. You don't even realize how abnormal it is, because everybody thinks, well, she's having 3 drinks a night, I'm having 4. We both feel like shit in the morning. And we text each other about, oh my God, can't believe I did that, or I can't believe so-and-so did that. And it's normalized. You think it's normal. And most people think it's normal to drink and feel like shit. And the older you get, by the way, as women, 2 drinks will knock your socks off the next day. You feel like shit. Any of my girlfriends that are over the age of 45 will tell me they stop at 2 on purpose, because if they have 3, they feel like they're dying the next day. The hangovers aren't the same. They change. Especially with perimenopause and menopause, subject for another time, but it changes, right? And I was always on this merry-go-round of wanting to stop, feeling guilty about my drinking, and then everyone wants to meet for a drink or is gathering at someone's place for some cocktails. And, you know, I would talk about it with friends. You know, like, I think I'm an alcoholic. I think I like really have a drinking problem, you guys. No. You're totally normal. You drink like everyone else. Now, in their defense, they did not know that I was pre-gaming and taking solo shots and, you know, drinking 1/2 a bottle of wine before I even met up with them. They had no idea about that. So in their defense, they didn't know, and I clearly took rosé all day to heart and thought that it might just drink all day. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? That used to be my favorite saying. So I guess just to wrap things up here with a nice little bow, has it shown a little light on you, this discussion today? You can type it in the chat box. You know, just the benefits of coaching and what it can do for you, and that I'm not out to charge people for things that they can get freely. Of course not. I would never do that. What I'm doing is creating a platform and a place of safety for women who want something extra on top of what they're doing, who really want to take a deep dive at evaluating their relationship with alcohol and see what a life could look like without drinking, if that makes sense. Yeah. So I have an interesting question for all of you to journal today. And if you're listening to this episode on Monday, then I encourage you to answer the question. And here is my challenge: is send your responses to me at brooke.collins.coaching on Instagram, or send it to my email, lifecoachbrooke@gmail.com. I'd love to see your answers, but I think a lot about how hungover I used to be and how I was able to even power through any of it. And I heard someone talking about what would life be like if I didn't have hangovers? And that just got me thinking, like, what can I do and who can I be without hangovers? What can I do and who can I be without hangovers? Or the thought, you know, what I can do and who I can be without the hangovers, like what's left there? Switch the words around too. But it's interesting to think about what I can do and who I can be without being hungover all the time and feeling like crap every morning that I wake up from for 3 months. If you're in the North or Midwest and, you know, are drinking in the summer on the boats and in the pools and at the course, the golf courses, or, you know, in the winter at the ski lodges, wherever you are, what I can do and who I can be without hangovers. What does that mean to you? Truly. Let me know. Send me the answers. I'm waiting. I can't wait to see what you guys respond with. Honestly, it's a cool thought to think on, even for me, because I can interject, you know, what I can do and who I can be without feeling like crap about sugar intake, which I've gotten much better on, and I'm day like 15 sugar free again. So knocking on wood that I managed to keep that up. I'm so grateful that y'all are here. I probably should not have said y'all because I'm not from the South. It just flew out, but I'm really, really grateful that you guys are here, seriously. And I am honored for what the group that's here shared with me before I started and hit record. And I'm grateful for the ability and technology to be able to connect with all of you today on Zoom. And then to also go and share this with the world on the podcast platform, where hopefully it helps somebody somewhere with something that I've said or an experience that I've been through. So thank you so much. I hope wherever you are in the world that you are taking a little time to enjoy your day. It's going to be your Monday when this airs. So happy Monday. No more case of the Mondays when you know, aren't hungover. So that's also just a benefit of not drinking on a weekend in general. Have a good weekend, guys. I will see you ladies back here next week. I'm excited that we're going to do like this little three-part series that we talked about. So I will see you guys next week. If you need to hop off, hop off. I'm going to end the recording, but not end the meeting if you need to chat after. So thanks again, guys. And I will see all of you next week.